It is 6:51 now. This is 1320 WILS. Well, at the age of 71 and overweight and a man who doesn't believe in exercise, some are wondering what the stress of the presidency is going to do to President Trump. John Edmondson with us. He's a wellness expert at MarulaMedical.com. John, great to have you on WILS.
Hello, thanks for having me on your show today.
And what do you do at Marula Medical?
So at Marula Medical, we're a prevention and treatment center for cardiovascular disease. And we both do mindfulness, relaxation, diet, and exercise, along with cardiovascular care, to help our patients either treat, reverse, or prevent heart disease.
Mm. And how, when you look at President Trump, does he look healthy to you?
Well, when I look at him, I see a lot of the similarities in some of the patients who come into us who are already having a lot of trouble with their health. Many men and women who are successful, who work very hard, they tend to ignore their body, just like Trump is doing right now. Mm-hmm. The result that we see consistently is when you eat things, like I saw a picture of him eating fried chicken, when you eat things like that, you're creating inflammation in the body. You're creating more stress and reducing your heart's capacity, putting you at risk for heart disease, and even damaging or preventing your ability to think much more clearly.
Hmm. Well, what do you make of his... Oh, really? So do you think his mental acuity is affected now? Or?
Anybody who has a diet where it's not very healthy, it's high in grease, too much animal products or additives, they're all going to have that effect. And that's just based off the science that we see.
Yeah.
As opposed to people who have more of a plant-based diet or even vegan diet, their heart rate or their heart's usually much more healthier, which means more blood goes to their brain, which means it's going to have an effect. They're going to think much more clearly.
Can you imagine the President Trump, especially as he's president, focusing on the day-to-day of that, going on a vegan diet, making that transition?
Well, it'd be great if he did, or even just added a little bit more to his diet. You know, I remember watching a documentary called The Widowmaker, and it talked about President Clinton. And they did a CT scan of his heart, and they gave him some warnings, and I don't believe he listened to it. Mm-hmm. And he was eating lots of junk food, and later on ended up having to have procedures done on his heart. When I look at Trump and I see his diet and I see his level of stress and also lack of sleep, I saw an article recently how he's, you know, tweeting at 3 o'clock in the morning. All that's going to affect your health, your heart, your mind, and your ability to focus.
Yeah, he's got. By the way, John Edmondson is here with us at MarulaMedical.com. He has a philosophy about exercise, right? President Trump believes that we are essentially like batteries. We have only so much energy, and once we expend it, we'll get sick and die. What do you think about that?
Well, it sounds like an interesting theory that the more you exercise, the more you spend your energy. It's actually quite the opposite, though. The American Heart Association recommends that you're doing some kind of, you know, exercise that increases your heart rate for about 30 minutes, around, you know, five times a week to really keep you healthy.
Okay.
You know, basically,
but what about
brain,
at 71, how aggressively would you be exercising?
You have to talk to your doctor first, but really you should be getting your heart rate moving. A sedentary lifestyle is a huge risk factor. It's just the same as smoking, really, and the effects of your body as far as the level of concern.
Mm-hmm.
So at 71, you should be getting up, walking 20, 30 minutes a day. Keep your body moving. If you're just sitting there, then it's going to be bad for your heart and your entire system.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that the more you exercise, the more you spend your energy, the less you have later on. This isn't true. The healthier your heart is definitely going to improve your ability to function in every realm of your life,
yeah,
and especially if you're maintaining it.
If you're the president, I mean, you're under so much stress. I mean, how much of a difference would eating more vegetables or exercising a little bit, what would that really do for you?
For the stress, I would say the first thing is looking at ways to manage that, even if it's something as simple as deep breathing or, you know, taking a moment, which most people don't want to do because they don't see it as productive.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, if we look at the studies, you know, coming out of Harvard, if you don't manage your stress, you know, through many factors such as breathing or, you know, taking a short break, you're going to be 27% more likely to have heart trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're someone who's going to use techniques to reduce your stress, such as breathing or mindfulness, whatever they choose, you're 27% less likely to have heart trouble.
So when people show up to talk to you to get your help, can they sense the stress, or is it somehow invisible to them?
I think most of them sense it, but they tend to almost ignore it. You know, we've got in a society where hustle is valued, and if you're not working hard and you're not exhausted, you're somehow lazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's sometimes true. We have to work very hard, so we have to ignore how we feel. But as a life habit, that's when the challenge is there. But when I see people in the rooms and I talk to patients, they all admit their stress. You know, by the time they get to me, they've ignored it for so many years. They're almost, even the men who are successful, many of them are almost in tears or talking about how they can't manage it anymore. Whereas if they just come in sooner and dealt with it, it's been a lot easier for them.
You sound very calm yourself. Have you ever had issues with stress?
Oh, sure. In fact, I think that's why I love talking about it and helping people. When I was much younger and in college, I had terrible anxiety, and I had to find a way to manage it. And those techniques, which I'm talking about, like changing your diet to more plant-based, that changes how your body responds and how you feel overall. Exercising regularly and doing a mindful practice, it could be just as simple as taking a deep breath in and out and paying attention to that, because it'll help us calm.
Yeah.
It changed my life.
So is walking enough? I get out there and walk regularly. Is that enough, or do I need to do more than that?
Well, I think walking is great if you get your heart rate up. If you're walking brisk or fast, you know, maybe 15 minutes in two different intervals, fantastic. You know, many of the studies say that's still going to help you. If you add breathing to it and focus attention, well, you actually pay attention to feeling your feet on the ground. Wow, it's amazing.
Right.
Your cognitive function can improve. Your sense of calm and being present in the moment will be even better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about President W. Bush, right? He was exercising a lot, and President Obama seemed to at least maintain his weight through office. Do you think those are examples of good stress management?
I think so. You know, when if you can't do it all, like if you're not going to be able to improve your diet or not willing to yet or do other ways of stress management, exercise is a great start, as long as you talk to your doctor and you make sure everything's okay first.
Mm.
It's going to release endorphins in your brain and in your body. It's going to help you relax. Can improve the health of your heart, which is just the foundation of everything in your body, our belief.
I'm curious, well, we just have 50 seconds, but he's being monitored closely, right? I assume President Trump, they probably would tell him if he had a major blockage in his heart, right?
Depends on who his doctor is and what they believe is the standard. A lot of times, some of the people who are the advisors aren't paying attention to the diet the way they should, and some of them aren't offering CT scans of the heart or not doing advanced blood work. They're just kind of using a standard which they were taught out of, you know, one of the colleges. And we see that in the field.
Mm.
What some experts say is what you need to do is not the same as others. So they may be monitoring it. But through history, I've seen that before on other presidents where the person in charge maybe isn't doing the extensive test that they actually need to be to make sure.
John Edmondson, he's at marulamedical.com right here on WILS. Thank you, John.
Thank you for having me.
We're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Good night.